giving you news many aren't talking about. Telling the truth. Truth is the only way to report news. Being honest, making sure we tell the truth. Sharing. We share our info. Supporting our country. Putting America first. We are RTN. Real-time news of the Treasure Coast. We bring you news that many don't talk about. We are real-time news.
Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. It's time for another podcast with Real Time News. With host Real Time News, James Powell.
Welcome to Real Time News episode today. Today, at the time of this recording, is February 4th, 2021. That's February 4th, 2021. My name is James Powell, your host, and we do appreciate you joining us. And whether you are following us on our Anchor FM, our YouTube, our Rumble, our BitChute, and whatever video platform that you are following us on, we ask you to subscribe, share, and connect with us on all of our social media channels. We are working on a promo to give you all the links to our social media channels, and we are going to be adding it to our website. So, but you can click below, follow us on all of our social media channels. If you would like to donate to us, please click the link below the PayPal link, paypal.me/JJMediaLLC. And the more you donate, the more we're going to try to broadcast truth. One of the things that we are also trying to add into our donations is to help small churches promote. But this is a news, but we are starting out with the verse of the day, as I have started doing. And we need God in this country. We need God in our lives. So 1 John 4:10 is the verse. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. So glad that he sent his son for us. The thoughts of the verse: God loved us first. God paid the huge price for our atonement first. Jesus is the great way God displays his mercy and justice. We know what love is because he demonstrated it. How well are we demonstrating to others the mercy and justice of God? My prayer, Father, your love is so vast, so gracious, so life-changing. I ask that you, O blessed Holy Spirit, would help change my heart to more perfectly reflect and glorify the Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And I trust that if you don't know Jesus Christ, you will ask him to forgive you of your sins and ask him into your life. That is the most important, no matter what politics, what is going on in our world. The most important thing is turning to him. Thank you much for, if we would just shut down right now, that's worth it right there. All right, we're going to jump into the news, and then we will take a break. We have several news articles, then we'll take a break, and then finish up with tech. We do thank you for joining us. All right, from Gateway Pundit, breaking: AOC was not in the Capitol Dome building. She embellished her near-death experience. Imagine that. Where protesters stormed her office. Socialist Democrat Alexandria Cortez came out with a sexual abuse survivor in an emotional Instagram video on Monday night. Then she berated Republicans and shared her horrific experience in the U.S. Capitol. I'm sorry, it's sad. It's sad when someone believes their own lies. as a mob of Trump supporters stormed her hall and threatened her. She says she was forced to hide in the bathroom in the near-death experience, and that the terrorists were screaming, "Where is she?" Ocasio-Cortez compared Republicans challenging fraud in the 2020 election, something Democrats do regularly when they lose, to sexual abusers. Here it is. Rep. Ocasio-Cortez, or my favorite this past week, Ted Cruz, and now Representatives Chip Roy, and, oh, by the way, some of the other representatives who actually encouraged people to threaten members of Congress or tweeted out of the location of the speaker, are now telling me to apologize for saying and speaking the truth to what happened, she claimed. There are tactics of abusers, or rather, these are the tactics that abusers use. And so when I see this happen, how I feel and how I felt was not again. I'm not going to let this happen again. I'm not going to let it happen to me again. I'm not going to let it happen to the other people who've been victimized by this situation. I'm not going to let this happen to our country ever. I'm not going to let it happen. So, this is a quote from Rep. Ocasio-Cortez. So, but now it appears she embellished the entire near-death experience. Breaking 911 tweeted out, just in, AOC was not in the U.S. Capitol building during her near-death experience. She claims to have been in her office, which is located in the Cannon building. Rioters did not breach the Cannon building. So, she's caught in a lie. Sad for her. Alright, Arizona Senate drafts resolution threatening arrest of the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors for not handing over requested election machines and ballots. Before I go into this article, I want to remind you, those that are listening on CloudHub, you can follow me on CloudHub, looking up James Powell, but if you're following me on Anchor FM, the podcast, we ask you to click below. You can see all the on my YouTube channel and the BitChute and the Rumble.com/realtimenews channel. You can click and you can actually see the videos. I have a screenshot of all the videos. That I do. I have a screenshot of all the websites that I open up. Also, if you are on Anchor FM, please leave an audio message. We'd love to start tossing audio messages in of how God is helping you at this time and how God has answered prayers for you. All right, for some reason, Maricopa County's Board of Supervisors would rather go to jail than hand over voting machines and ballots in their county to the Arizona Senate for purposes of performing a forensic audit of machines and ballots from the 2020 election. I want to ask something to you. You know, God is about truth. And if we're all about truth, truth is about being transparent. So what is it that, why do these people don't want to be transparent? I'm just asking a question. All right, the article states, Republicans who control the Arizona Senate are moving ahead with their threat to pass a contempt resolution finding Maricopa County has failed to comply with a subpoena demanding access to elections equipment and ballots cast in the November election. The Republican-dominated board on Tuesday again refused to comply with subpoenas GOP lawmakers issued as they try to show that fraud or other election misdeeds led to Democrat President Joe Biden's win in the state. Courts rejected 8 lawsuits filed by backers of former President Donald Trump after his loss, finding there was no evidence that he did not lose. So why don't you just be transparent? That's just the bottom line. The Senate has demanded access to the voting machines and all 2.1 million ballots cast in the election. The board has said it can't comply because ballots are sealed by law and the voting machines the Senate wants to examine need to remain secure. Yeah, I bet. All right, the next article from the Palmier Report. GOP rep finally declares victory in House race. Okay, we still have an undecided election. Republican House candidate Claudia Tenney, Republican New York, has finally declared victory in New York's 22nd congressional district. It is February 3rd at the time of this recording. It's February 4th, but the article was from February 3rd. Republican Claudia Tenney, this is from Newsmax, has declared victory in the drawn-out race for New York's 22nd congressional district race with a 123-vote lead. Boards of elections in all eight counties completed their court order canvass yesterday. Republican candidate Claudia Tenney prevailed in the process. A Tenney spokesman said, "It's time for Anthony Washington's operatives to accept the results and stop playing politics with the integrity of our elections." And that's her, the one that she was running against. Board of elections in seven of eight counties that make up the district were ordered by state Supreme Court to certify election results Tuesday, the station reported. Tenney, a central New York Republican, began the day Monday with a 122-vote lead over U.S. Rep. Anthony Brindisi, according to the unofficial vote totals from both campaigns. Brindisi was a Democrat who ousted Tenney from office in 2018. Brindisi still has legal challenges pending, but a last round of ballot counting done before a state judge Monday did not involve enough votes to shake Tenney's lead. So, here is the House. If this holds, Republicans will gain a seat in the House. In the House now. Democrats 221, Republicans 212. So, it's definitely split. Now, some of you may be saying, well, what about, you know, Donald Trump isn't conceding? The thing about it is, Donald Trump has never been able to go recount all the states. He's never been given access. But on the lower races, they're recounting. So what are they hiding? That is my question. What are they hiding? All right. This article from WesternJournal.com. Dem senator turns on Biden, slams his decision to kill Keystone Pipeline. A red state Democrat has come out against President Joe Biden's decision to kill the Keystone XL pipeline and the thousands of jobs that accompanied its construction. Democrat Senator John Tester of Montana criticized his party's leader during an interview with CNN's Poppy Harlow on Tuesday. According to a CNN transcript, Harlow asked the senator if he agreed with Biden's decision to essentially cancel 11,000 immediate jobs with the stroke of the pen on January 20th. Tester told Harlow, "I've been a supporter of the Keystone Pipeline, and there's been two caveats, and they have been basic caveats. You do it to the safest standards, and you respect private property rights. I think the Keystone Pipeline folks could have done a better job getting the Fort Peck tribe on board, and they need to continue working to do that. But in the end, I think it's a good project. I believe in climate change," Tester declared, like an obedient Democrat. "But I also think that this is one pipeline isn't going to turn it around. It isn't going to turn our climate around, isn't going to make it markedly worse situations. But so in the end, yeah, I supported the Keystone Pipeline." So, one Democrat at a time. All right, our next article. Pro-Trump rep raises $160,000 after Dems and GOP establishment attack. And this is pro-Trump rep Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican Georgia, said on her Twitter she has received over $160,000 in donations. Both the Democrats and Republican establishment have been attacking her. So what this is doing, this is exposing the deep state on both Democrat and Republican sides. So evidently, she knows truth. And she tweets, I can't thank you all enough for the outpouring of support I've received today. We've received over 160,000 to send a message to the Democrat mob. It's people over politicians. I'm so honored to represent you, America First Patriots, in Congress. Thank you, Marjorie Greene, for standing for truth. All right, one last article, and then we'll take a break and then come back with tech and end the podcast. I do ask you again to share, connect with us, leave a message on our Anchor FM. Please leave a message on our Anchor FM about how God has helped you, and we'll play it on our podcast. All right, from PalmyreIReport.com, Trump's approval outperforming Biden's approval. And this is on February 3rd, 2021. Joe Biden won't like this. According to Rasmussen's daily presidential approval rating, Donald Trump was more popular in initial days in office than Joe Biden is currently. And of course, I tweeted out the quote, poll. Remember when Trump was first elected, they claimed he wasn't popular at all. They claimed Americans hated him. That was a lie, as we know. Now notice what the narrative is regarding Joe Biden. They claim he is a healer and he is popular, unlike Trump. That isn't true. These numbers prove Trump had a higher approval rating than Joe Biden did during his first days in office. So now I'm just talking to you. Now you understand why the deep state, the media, and the Hollywood circles is against Trump. Trump is a populist president, and he's about the people. He's about America. And all of these other institutions, the deep state, the Democrats, the rhinos, the Hollywood, and the media is against America. That's the bottom line. All right. We are going to be taking a break, and we will then come back, have our tech segment, and then end the podcast. I do thank you for listening. Please share, connect, and please go to Anchor FM, our link to Anchor FM, our podcast, and leave your message, and we will start playing it on our podcast. We'll be right back with our tech segment. Thank you for listening. We are living in an ever-changing society. With everything going on politically, there are crazy things that might happen. We might be in an emergency situation. That is where you can go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. That's jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. You can get your emergency needs and supplies, from emergency survival food to survival items, water filtration, air purification. They even have the option of buy now, pay later. And they have the deal of the day. So go to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Get your emergency supplies. That way, when an emergency happens, you are prepared. jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. With security always being an ultimate in everyone's life, wanting to keep your family, your wife, your kids, anyone that is around you safe, this is where the wise lock comes in. Security is very important in today's home. So I invite you to check out the link, jjmediaonline.net/WYZE door lock. That's Wise Door Lock. And again, Wyze, W-Y-Z-E, Wyze Door Lock, jjmediaonline.net/Wyze Door Lock. Wyze Door Lock gives you the opportunity to use the Wyze app, where you can make sure, even though you're not home, you can lock your door, you can unlock it, set times, and many more things. And security is very important. So, go to jjmediaonline.net/Wyze Door Lock today. Being in the midst of anything that you do, you always want to have a good entertainment system. One of the best entertainment systems that we know of is Bose. We ask you to go check out this Bose Lifestyle 135 series. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. That's Bose Entertainment. jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. The 135 series is a full home entertainment system, and of course, it only comes with the quality of Bose. Bose Lifestyle 135 series entertainment system is of the highest quality sound, quality made, and you will thoroughly enjoy. Go to jjmediaonline.net/Bose Entertainment. You will not be sorry. All right, we are back with our tech segment. And on the tech segment, we are going to look at the article, Fight Google's Data Cap with a Simple Change to Google Photos. And this is dated February 4th from PCWorld.com. All right. Until now, uploading photos on your Android phone has seemed like a pretty good idea. But beginning in June 2021, that decision is going to hit you right in the pocketbook as Google begins to enforce its new storage policy, blocking photos from uploading to Google Photos. As weird as it sounds, will eventually save you money. Okay, here we go. If you take a photo on an Android phone, it automatically uploads itself to the Google Cloud, where it's stored. Today, those photos are stored in what Google calls high resolution, something close to the original resolution you shot. An exemption applies to all Google Pixel phones, from the Pixel 1 to Pixel 5. So, what Google offered in return was an agreement to store every single one of those high-resolution photos, no matter how many there were and how much space they consume, no longer. Beginning June 1st, every new photo, movie, Google Doc, Sheets, drawings, forms, or Jamboard will start counting against your Google data cap, which is 15 gigabytes by default, as part of the free tier of the Google Now called Google One. Remember, your Google One cap includes Google Drives, Google Photos, and your Gmail email. That is something you might want to remember. You might need to go through and clean out your Gmail. I know I do. I get a lot of different emails. So we need to go through, take time, and clean out your email. That way you don't get charged. All right, the last article is 5 easy tasks that supercharge your security. And again, this is from PC World, dated February 3rd, 2021. But 5 easy tasks to help with your security. Number one, use a password manager. One of the biggest security risks these days is password reuse. Major websites and services report massive data breaches on a shockingly regular basis. So, a password manager. Number two, enable two-factor authentication. Most major services now offer a two-factor authentication feature, especially if they handle more sensitive personal data. Turn it on whenever you can. If a hacker does somehow manage to gain access to your login information, two-factor authorization can still save you. Number three, stay safe with security software. Now that your online accounts are locked down, it's time to turn our attention to security for your personal computer. You don't want malware secretly siphoning off your information while you're banking or browsing your medical history. After all, while ransomware can lock you out of your computer completely until you pay a bounty, that's where security software comes in. Okay, the Microsoft firewall that ships with Windows 10 gets the job done just fine these days. While the Windows security tools that come bundled with operating system, including antivirus, they now offer surprisingly good protection. I've been using that for years. The article says you still may want to run paid for security software, but to me, I believe the Windows takes care of it. That's just my own personal. Okay, number four, don't use a Windows admin account. Here's one of the biggest under-the-radar security pro tips around. Don't use a Windows administrator account day-to-day. Instead, of use a secondary standard account. A lot of malware tries to sneak itself onto your system. Only administrators' accounts can install software in Windows. If you are using a standard account, you won't be able to allow a rogue program onto your PC accidentally, at least not easily. And number five, here's the key. Back up your data. Finally, backing up your data is an underappreciated but vital aspect of your security toolkit. If a virus does manage to breach your computer's defenses, having a comprehensive backup can help you restore any lost data and potentially help you sidestep ransomware bounties. There's no single way to back up your data. Some people take images of entire operating systems, others rely on online backup services, and some folks simply drag key files over to external hard drives. Any method works as long as you're doing something about it. So back up your data. All right, that is it for this podcast. We do thank you for listening. We ask you to share, leave a message on our Anchor FM podcast, anchor.fm/Treasure Coast, real-time news, Treasure Coast. The link is in the description. I'm going to go ahead and read the verse one more time. 1 John 4:10, this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Thank you again for listening. We will catch you on our next podcast, video cast, and we trust that God will richly bless you today. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. We just want to remind you that we bring you real news, real tech, and talk about a real God. Please go to our Facebook page, send us a message if you would like to advertise with us. Thank you, have a great day, and God bless.